Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden at the Love Fest, better known as the Republican National Convention, where we're here live outside the hall, which is opening up at 4 o'clock as we speak. And it's 3 o'clock, I think, in Denver. But it's been unbelievable, Julie.
Well, that's right. You know, I want to say that it's a grassroots, true, straight-up show brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Yeah, it really has been. And standing by, and we'll bring him on in a minute, is one of the Denver delegates, Johnny Johnson, who listens to the show and chimes in all the time. Coming up tonight, we've got Matt Gaetz, Newt Gingrich, Donald Trump Jr., Jr. and of course, then J.D. Vance. First time we're going to hear from him since the nomination. Trump once again has been making surprise appearances. He came to the convention on Monday, came on Tuesday. Earlier today, he was just kind of down the street here at a premiere of a new movie, Saving America, that he was in. We didn't get to see that, but and who knows what'll happen tonight? I think they're handling it masterfully. And again, the door's opening in just a few minutes. But real quick, just wanted to talk a little bit about. Last night, as you said, you know, Chuck Todd, who I never agree with from NBC, had actually a kind of an accurate piece today. He said, you know, the Republican Party is unified. He said, you know, he said the people here, he wasn't sure what to expect, obviously, as was anyone after Saturday, but he said they're enthusiastic. He said they're dancing in the aisles. Like you said, it's sort of a love fest, their unity. And you said in determination. I mean, it was a print. He said, meanwhile, the Democrats, like Adam Schiff today, calling on Biden to withdraw from the race. Right. There's a vote of confidence.
Yeah,
right?
they're really gearing up for the.
Got like 2 days election. Grace. You know what I mean? We were thinking it'd be at least a week before the Democrats started. They have to do a virtual.
Each other.
Yeah, they have to do a virtual roll call so they can like mute people who try to object. I mean, it's just insane. And Chuck Todd was very depressed. But real quick, your take on some of the speeches last night.
Well, the stars of the show were the everyday people. There was a woman whose son, Weston, had died of fentanyl and sitting crying. And they were unbelievably, and they came across as everyday people. And they were fantastic. They really were. Of the more noted names, Sarah Huckabee Sanders would have a lot. She looked good. She had this funny story about her kid running to the president, except he sidestepped him into mom's arms. It was very funny. So it was a great night. I mean, I said that the Republicans have the best week they've had since being founded in Wisconsin in 1854. I mean, this is unbelievable today.
Nikki Haley did an okay job, too. She walked in, there were some boos, which she was clearly prepared for. And she made some wry quips. There was kind of a notable moment that's gone kind of viral where she said the president, Trump asked me to come. And then, of course, they had a cutaway shot of Trump who was leaning over to Vance appearing to say something effective. No, she asked me, but I mean, who knows? Ron DeSantis gave a good speech. Marco Rubio gave a good speech.
I thought DeSantis was average, but not great.
Well, but it was unified.
Marco Rubio was very good.
So all of these, I mean, this is clearly the Trump train. And if you are not on the Trump train,
you ain't over
by the new Republican Party. But let me bring in Johnny. So bear with us here as our technical crew turns around, and there's Johnny Johnson. Johnny, just go ahead and talk. Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I think that lady of Magdalene, she was pretty good. I mean, when her son had died, and then it was because these four guys had killed him. And then the prosecutor, I guess the same one who's prosecuting Trump, let them off after they killed this police officer. And it's like total, like, disruptive. So yeah, it was pretty interesting just to hear her like passion as she was speaking last night.
Yeah.
So
what do you think in general? I mean, how would you agree with this on kind of the mood here? I mean, what's your take?
Okay, this is the first time I've been to like a national one, and you just feel the energy. It's like a rock band. You're waiting for a rock band to come on. And then I guess when Trump comes down the tunnel, it's almost like all-star wrestling. Like, okay, the guy's coming out, you know, and he's ready to rumble. And it was just the whole atmosphere. It's just been fantastic.
What do you think, I mean, compared to, the, you know, because there's been a lot of division in the Republican Party, and I think, you know, Nikki Haley was the establishment wing. I mean, my take on this is that wing of the Republican Party is dead and buried, hopefully forever, when you get right down to it, you know, and that I don't think it'd be fair to call it grassroots, but the populist movement taking over. What do you think?
I think Dick Wadham is going to try to keep it alive and well, and so... It's going to be there, but they got to learn how to, you know, get along as they had us, like, go along to get along and follow the line, because it's a new day coming. And so there's a new, as Eddie Murphy said in the movie, there's a new sheriff in the house. So let's go that direction.
What your take on the chances in November? I mean, Democrats still have the ballot harvesting machine out there. What do you think about that?
Too big to rig. I got a song out there that I just wrote about Too Big to Rig. If you want to look it up, it's Johnny J, AI Crew with a K. And it's just, you got to make it too big to rig. Because if you got more people voting than what's in that town or in that city, then something's up, you know?
That's right.
And they're going to be able to catch it a lot easier. And plus, they don't have the COVID unless they come up with the bird flu and want everyone to get a jab. You know, we're not going to be hovering at home, afraid to go outside.
That's right. All right, Johnny, I'm going to turn it back to check in myself here for a second. Again, our crack camera crew getting it here. The plaza has emptied out a little bit as they've gone to the show. You know, Chuck, one other thing I really noticed is the number of young people. I mean, I got to say...
Yeah, younger people.
Well, compared to... not even just younger, but young. Both. You know, I mean, no offense to Adams County, but when I go to the Adams County meetings, you know, like I'm one of the youngest people there, and that's not saying
hello. God's waiting room.
Yeah, exactly. But this is, I think, there are a lot of young people here. Would you agree?
Yeah, it's because Trump got to choose the delegates in a lot of cases, and they obviously made an effort to get younger people in, more diverse, everything else. And it succeeded. It's a great atmosphere. And they got the world's greatest cover band.
Yeah.
Who just rocks it out. I had a friend who said, yeah, the Democrats will get the real bands. I said, I don't care. You know, these guys are great.
Right.
And they play, you know, in between the speeches. So by the time the next person comes to speak, everybody's revved up, which is normally not the case. I mean, I was at 2016 convention, and like almost all conventions, early speeches, nobody pays any attention to. They just wander around talking to each other, socializing.
Right.
But here it's not. It's last night it was 5 hours of just speeches, which can be stupid.
I thought it was going to be painful. Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was really good.
Right.
Wow.
Somebody's saying is Dick Wadhams there? I don't think so. And if he was, he's not showing his head. Right now, if you hear, there's a helicopter, a lot of security, as you can imagine. Sandra says she's been watching the convention on and off through Rumble Live. Jacob says, I didn't hear this, Jacob. Gail King was inspired by Trump on his entrance last night.
Gail King?
I wonder, and from Sandra, good point, Chuck. Ben Carson did a great job. And they say, Johnny, great interview. So thank you. Do you think the 65% that want Biden to get out are going to vote for Biden in the general election?
Some will.
My guess would be,
and the rest are just ballots.
Yeah, they just won't. Well, yeah, but I mean, I think they just won't vote, which is what the Democrats are really concerned about, right?
Because that hurts the down ballot.
Yeah, that hurts the down ballot. A little bit about what's going on. So, the first night was Make America Wealthy Again, right?
Right.
The next night was last night was Make America Safe. Tonight is Make America Strong. I think they're going to talk about some of the foreign policies and around the world. And, you know, we can go on and on about Joe Biden's debacle. Leo says 5 hours of the scheduled bathroom breaks. Yes, it is kind of funny. Chuck has he has the super duper delegate credential.
I can go everywhere.
He can go everywhere. I'm an alternate delegate, so I have to Not that I
steal.
ever would, because they're volunteers here. Not that I ever would sneak onto the floor, but if I might on occasion. Once you get in, the security here is great, but once you get in, they're pretty, now that we've had the official voting. And tonight, like I said, we've got Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz last night
Oh,
was
excuse me.
harassing McCarthy, just saying, "Hey, when are you speaking? You know, you speaking tonight? Oh, I guess you're not, huh? You got it up there, everybody boo you. That's why, you clown." And McCarthy's going, "I'm not talking to you."
Again, talk, they had Newt Gingrich is up, Donald Trump Jr., and then of course JD Vance.
Oh,
So, and JD
yeah.
Vance made an appearance last night right before Trump did. And it was, I gotta say, the production value here, just as somebody who used to be in TV, I appreciate totally, right? You can see, probably this is like telling secrets, but you can kind of see from where I'm sitting, you can see these people
Cheap
that
seats.
they're wearing green hats, right? And they come out and that the cameras are with them and they kind of cue the crowd that they're going to be taking the shot. And so everybody waves their sign. So it's, but I mean, that's, to me, that's professional. You know what I mean? The enthusiasm is real. This is just kind of managing the shots. But they had JD Vance come out. And I think everybody thought, oh, yay, that's it for tonight. Trump won't be here, right? And then they played the YMCA song that the YMCA people
A
said.
normal Republican anthem, the YMCA song.
Well, they played that because I think the YMCA people told Trump to quit using it. But I
Okay.
think that's not, they're playing a non-copyrighted version of it.
That's not copyright. You can't prevent people from playing.
Right, exactly. And
And
so,
that's part of the copyright, that other people can use it
right. And
for
so,
money. I mean, you don't get it free, but.
and so they played that, and then boom, they cut to a shot of Trump. As Johnny said, walking down like a
King.
professional
The wrestler,
boxing
yeah.
match or something. Yeah. Dr. Donna, what do you think of JD Vance?
I love J.D. Vance. I mean, J.D. Vance wrote Hillbilly Elegy, which I still haven't read, but now I will. He seems to genuinely have his own opinions. He certainly hated Trump, called him the would-be Hitler and everything else. And then once Trump got in and started doing some of the policies, he really, went the other way. So he's young, 39, half the age of Trump. It means MAGA will have a voice when Trump is gone. So J.D. Vance is everything you could want, I think, if you're a MAGA fan.
Yeah, there's been some talk. I know we talked about this the other day a little bit. And sorry about the helicopter here.
Yeah, get the
the
helicopter out of our shot.
Julian Chuck Show is on. The conservative treehouse, I think, wanted, and I disagree with them, wanted somebody like Ben Carson, who was going to be
No.
boring and not, and let Trump just do his thing. And
No.
he's concerned that JD Vance is going to stab Trump in the back. I
Well,
think.
sure.
I think that that this is ensuring Trump's legacy. I think that
Yes.
by not having an establishment-y guy, and even Ben Carson, who's not establishment, I don't know how strong he would be. This is going to solidify, I think, the populist portion, the America
Yes.
First
Yeah.
portion of the party. And I think what Trump didn't want to have happen was him to come in here, and then all of a sudden, next, election, Mitt Romney is back or something like that, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think that I thought Trump would be too narcissistic. They said he's going, "What do you mean after me?" There is no after me. It says Louis XV, "Après moi le déluge," after me the flood. But no, he wasn't. He picked somebody who's a very strong candidate. It's not He's not going to just be happy sitting at home. So I think he picked great, and I'm surprised.
Donna is saying his past thoughts on Trump. Yeah, I guess, but politics can be the great healer when you get right down to it, right?
It makes strange bedfellows.
She was saying, did you notice JD Vance did not shake hands with Eric Trump? I'm not sure.
Eric Trump was one of his biggest backers, so
Yeah.
it wasn't a matter of
That
some
might just
kind
be
of
the camera shot,
or you shake hands, but you kind of forget to shake hands.
Yeah, or something like that. So yeah, I think he'll be good. I think tonight it'd be interesting again to talk about. I mean, it just must be so depressing to be a Democrat, right? So if you're the Democrat and you want to talk about Joe Biden, let's see, he's got us into two wars, right? As somebody pointed out, the Houthis are beating us,
Yeah, the
right? The
hoodies,
Houthis, we can't even get a ear set
thought
up
that
in
was a dance band.
Gaza, right? We that's not even going to the Afghanistan debacle, right? It's like if you're Joe Biden, and then we're sending, billions of dollars, literally billions of dollars to Ukraine. The border is a disaster. I mean, what do you talk about? Make America, like,
Well, you just lie, which is
right.
what the border is secure. Oh, okay. Inflation's under control. Oh, okay. And the newest one, The crime wave is gone. Oh, great.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And the Biden laptop is Russian disinformation. I mean, they just lie and lie and lie and lie and lie. And after a while, whatever they say, you go, wait a minute, that's a lie.
Right. Well, and the media too, it's interesting to me because I've been at conventions before, right? Well, the Denver National or the Democrat National Convention. And usually they have, like, around the concourse, they have like the media booths, right? And before they would have giant, before Trump, giant like CNN,
Yeah, right.
MSNBC, it'd be well publicized because they wanted people standing out there to clap for them and things like
Yeah,
that.
right.
Now they have security guards and nothing. There's no sign. You have no idea who's
Well,
behind that
CBS
door.
and one of the CBS well-known correspondents is going down the aisle that I'm sitting, going, can I talk to you? And they go, no,
No, I know.
no, you can't talk to me.
No, and they're taking a beating, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I mean, everybody's gotten up there and gone. I mean, even the everyday people, right? It's like, well, and Amber Rose, she was saying, you know, I listened to the media. They told me all this stuff about Trump. And then she said, and my dad said, no, none of that's true. So she did her research and she's like, it's not true. So, speaking of not true, though, I want to talk a little bit about the latest on the shooting, right? So we've all heard, apparently the Senate had a call with, I don't think it was the head of the Secret Service, if somebody knows out there, but with the Secret Service, right, to be briefed on things, only they weren't allowed to ask questions. Most
Oh,
of
of
them weren't
course
allowed
not.
to ask
Of course
questions,
not.
right? And the slope roof thing, they've abandoned that because they look so stupid.
We don't allow people, any agent, because the working compensation
I
things, they
mean,
walk, nothing that could sprain an ankle or even, Richard's
there's
room.
no pictures of a cow on a slope roof. I mean, you've seen the memes out there. It's just ridiculous. But now it turns out, this is what's coming out. And I have to say, you maybe owe or should cut some slack because I was very critical of the local cops. Because initially the reports were the local cops had climbed up on a ladder, saw the shooter, and then climbed back down. What the well, I think what happened is the local cops are tired of the Secret Service blaming
Yes,
them, so they are now talking. And one of their, I don't think it was
stupid Secret
the
Service people.
deputy or the one of the sheriff, whatever, he was saying, no, what actually happened is they had been they'd seen this guy, right? And they were taking pictures, they were sending it in, they were alerting people. And then they didn't see him anymore. And I think they had taken it on themselves to just look at the on the roof. And apparently one of the officers boosted the other, like literally on his shoulders, right? So he kind of leveraged himself up over the roof. And then the guy turned and pointed the gun at him and he went, oh, and they both fell down. And so as they fell down, they were
The
calling in.
Secret Service tried to shoot him.
Yeah, they called in on the radio. Okay, there's a guy on the roof with a gun. And the local officer today clarified that that was on the overall tactical channel. So that was one that everybody was listening to. So everybody would have heard that. And so the Secret Service, which is
Snapped into action.
right, and did nothing.
Because all the guys were in the building down below, having a cool, it's hot out there. It's
Yeah.
a slope roof. It's a sunny day. It's hot. And they're just relaxing and cooling down. Now, you can't blame them for that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, who knows?
they're
Is that kind
unionized.
of the Secret Service DEI? She only guarded Pepsi cans before. Yeah. I mean, it's, but that's what's, so there's more information coming out. And I, again, I am just.
And also, it's come out the parents apparently called the police saying, the father said, my son, who's a little wacky, is left and he has my gun, and I'm worried. And they go, oh, let's not report any of that.
To be honest, I'm going to clarify that because I've read two different versions of that. Just this is the truth straight up, right? I've read one version that said they reported him missing because he went out at one. They thought he'd be back. They reported him missing before the shooting on the president. And I read another one that said they reported him missing after that. So that's a little vague.
No,
So.
they reported before and after.
Oh, okay. What is bizarre is, again, let's think back to how much information they had about the January 6th people within hours, right? I mean, everything that those people ever posted. And this kid, all of a sudden, they never, nothing, right? He's got detonators in his car. You got to wonder about that. That was kind of weird. I don't know.
Well, the
It's kind of
key,
like the Las Vegas shooting, where it's like,
apparently there's rumors of an Iranian assassination plot. And so they jumped right on that, and cleared the roof for any assassination attempt from
but they
150
didn't see the
yards.
Iranians on the roof.
Yeah, they
Did
said,
they
we
saw
turn
an American with a
that,
gun
we
on the
just
roof?
turned it over to the local police. Which means if the Iranians go, oh, great. So what is their perimeter? And we'll get a good enough sharpshooter to be outside and we'll just deal with the local cops as is. I mean, it's pathetic. I mean, the Secret Service, doesn't have a great reputation. Last time they made the news is when they were all down in South America with prostitutes. And that wasn't a great look for them. But now it's awful. I mean, it's awful. And with the DEI head, Kimberly Fredell, Cheeto.
So here's from Jacob. Okay, thank you, Jacob. The CBS host Gayle King admits she was inspired. This is from Trending Politics. Admits she was inspired by Trump's incredible entrance at the RNC. From James, presidents normally pick a running mate to expand their base. This is an admission of weakness. President Trump believes what he says, and he picked a powerful ally. Exactly. And then from Leo, apparently no one cared that someone was carrying a ladder to the presidential event. Although I did read again that they just have clarified, although who knows, they just have clarified that actually they think he climbed up on an air conditioning unit.
Oh,
But
bullshit.
he was taking pictures with his
He bought the
rangefinder, right?
ladder for what? I mean, yeah, air conditioning.
Yeah, and as Charlene says, just remember RFK and JFK also had Secret Service. Well, exactly.
Well, and RFK Jr. didn't because Mayorkas refused to give it to him.
Right.
And finally, after all these people demanded, including President Trump, Biden instructed him give Secret Service
Right.
protection.
One of the best lines last night was Sarah Huckabee Sanders, where she was talking about she took her son to the White House on Take Your Child to Work
Oh,
Day.
that's
And
great.
she said, unlike Dr. Jill Biden, where every day is Take Your Husband to Work Day. So that's, I mean, what is interesting now is you see the Democrats talk about conspiracy theories. They're saying that Trump orchestrated all this, and it was like planned, and it was
They had a
fake.
great shot then.
Yeah.
The guy who planned and they planned,
To the millisecond.
he agreed to die for the shot to the head. Okay, I'm willing to
I
do
mean,
that.
and it's the whole thing is made up. It's like they've gone off the deep end as conspiracy theorists now too. It's just insane.
Not two. We never went off the deep end for conspiracy. Our conspiracy theories are true.
That's true. Good point. Good point. You want to talk a little bit about local politics, Colorado
Sure.
Republican Party? One thing, here's the thing. I mean, we've talked a lot on the show about some of the people who are attacking Todd Watkins, and others who are attacking Dave Williams and trying to
And his
have.
wife, who's adopted the name Liberty.
Right. Yes. And apparently, Todd has put out a new email saying he's going to go ahead with this fake meeting, even though his fake petitions were determined to be, and he won't verify them, right? It's just a list of names. Here's the thing I would just say to those people. You should have come to the convention. If Nikki Haley can get up there and support and endorse Donald Trump, right? And she can say, you don't need to agree with him on everything, but for the saving the country, we need to get together on this. I would just say to those traitors in the Republican Party, you need to stop it. I mean, there is a lot at stake here in this election, right? And we can possibly, Colorado is in the running, right? Colorado's in play for this. We could possibly deliver Colorado for Donald Trump.
But not if Dick Wadham stays on tune and continuously attacks whatever party we have. Because he's not going to vote for Trump. He's going to just vote for his mother.
I would say to you guys, just stop it, right? We need to unify now. There is too much at stake. For years as grassroots people, we held our noses, but we unified behind you, right? I get if you don't agree with Dave Williams. I get if you don't like Dave Williams. I get if you hate Dave Williams. But you know what? In a few months, you can elect him, elect a new head of the Republican Party.
You can elect a rhino,
You
your
can elect.
favorite rhino, whoever that may be,
So just stop this now. I mean,
for a couple months.
what they're saying here, I mean, it really is. There is this true sense. I wish I could be here, some of them. There is this true sense of unity. And it's like, for right now, to save the country. I mean, just look around. Go to the gas
Why don't you
station.
get Johnny's view on it?
Okay, well, let me just finish my thought. And then, yeah, he can say too. And then, but to me, it's like, we need to get together now. And if you want to get rid of Dave Williams, do it after the election when you have your chance to vote for a new
They
leader.
don't believe in that.
No, I know. So, I mean, no, I don't know, John. That's us. But what are your
I'm
thoughts
thinking,
on it?
okay, like, have the parents, they want their children to do just as good or even better than they did. So just think of us, the grassroots, we're the children and we're growing up and we're going to take a position. So just wish us well and want us to do well.
Good point.
So that's it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's part of the thing. I think we need to point out that they are terrified about the grassroots taking power, right? And that's what they don't want. And they know I think they're terrified that a Trump victory kind of, you know, solidifies that. But I would just hope that some of the people who have been contemplating going to this fake meeting might just take a second look and say, you know, for the good of the overall country, Colorado matters, and Colorado delivering Trump matters, right? And even coming close to delivering Trump, right? Because that sends a message to the Democrats. And so it is important that we all get behind this. And you know what? We were not Gabe Evans supporters, as Gabe Evans would tell you. But you know what? CD8 is in play, right? CD3, these people need to quit spending their time and energy and money, because they're spending time, energy, and money to defeat their own party, right? And just go focus on getting candidates elected. And after the election, then we can argue all we want, okay? Do that. But for right now, I would just say, again, if Nikki Haley and Donald Trump could smile at each other, you know what I mean? It's like certainly the rhino establishment portion of the Colorado Party could at the very least shut up, don't you think?
No, that's not what they're for. They're for to betray you, to make sure the Republican Party does terrible. I mean, nothing could be worse right now for Colorado than Todd and Liberty Watkins deciding that they will, you know, do everything they can. And, of course, the Republican Party has to probably spend money and resources to stop them.
Exactly.
So they're less for the candidates. But that's okay for those people.
Right.
Because they're really not for liberty. They are, yeah, for their own power.
So you take your power back after the election, okay? Just don't give it a shot. Oh, from Charlene, you two look exceptionally well. Well, thank you, Charlene. And then Leo says, Charlene kissing ass. It's like, I don't get Charlene. She gets moved to the front of the line ever. And she says, LOL. Let's see, we had some good, from Sandra was talking about, in JFK, the Secret Service were told to move away from the vehicle.
Good move.
There's a video out there that shows many of them raising arms in a questioning manner. Huh, I haven't seen that. You did see, though, some of the memes about the major networks where they said JFK ducked after hearing really loud noises.
Yeah, you know, right, in the back of his head.
Like, you know, the media has been totally, I think, vilified for the way they were doing that. What do you think? So tonight, you know, back to the convention, Make America Strong. One of the things they're doing, and I'd be curious to see, the Make America Safe, it was kind of easy, well, easy, I don't mean to say easy, but obvious to bring in people who had horrific stories from illegal immigrants killing, you know what I mean, and fentanyl, things like that. When you look at the lineup, and it's out there, you guys can find it. Speakers, there are, again, a lot of what they're calling everyday Americans. What do you, your guess on what they're, for Make America Strong, what do you see that?
I don't know. They're going to bring jailbird Peter Navarro in, so I hope they bring the January 6th everyday people. Maybe that's
right.
Thursday, or maybe it's not at all, but I think it's, and quite frankly, if you're a vice president, your one time to shine, and often it's your only time over 4 years, is in the Republican National Convention, your speech on a Wednesday night. What's her name from Alaska? What was her name?
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin. I mean, she gave a knockout speech, just a knockout speech, and it really propelled her for a couple of years until they finally dragged her down.
Yeah.
But it's really the chance for J.D. Vance, and maybe the only true chance, other than maybe the debate he'll have with the brilliant Kamala Harris.
We've got Anna on the phone, but real quick, let me read Charlene. Charlene asks, who are the hot tickets at the convention? Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz. Yep. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, we've seen her around a lot. It is kind of cool. This is why you guys, it pays to get involved in local politics. I've never been to something like that. Yes. But it's really cool to come and to become a delegate, because you see these people kind of wandering around. And then, you know, Vivek has also been great. Peter Navarro. Now we've got Anne on line one. Hey, Anne, we're going to have to lean close. I apologize if our face is
horrible.
Just to hear.
Because we're just insiders who have special interests instead of being patriots. It was shocking to see how deceptive John Rush was. It was appalling.
Yeah, John Rush is awful. I didn't know that. I met him in Glendale once at a rugby game and thought it was okay, but he's just awful.
I mean, if you could advise those people and they would take it, what would you say? Look, are you there, Anne? Oh, looks like she dropped. Okay, but that's tricky enough. Oh, then Charlene says he's a stooge, John Rush. So I don't know about that. We're going to turn it to Johnny while we see if we can get Ann back on. In terms of your, what are you? Who are the hot tickets? Your favorite speaker so far?
Marjorie Greene, that was very hot. I really enjoyed like what she had to say. Of course, Sarah Huckabee, like last night, that was good. Man, it was just so many that I could just. Oh, and even though she wasn't on stage yet, Lauren Boebert. Yeah, I mean, she was in our little crowd, you know, doing selfies and doing interviews. And
oh, I didn't
and
see was, her here yet. Okay.
Oh yeah, she was like right there with the Colorado crowd, and we captured her and kept her there for a while. So that was pretty fun.
That's pretty cool. I know. What do you think? You said you've never been to one. I mean,
no.
You do. It's kind of cool seeing all of these people. And I mean, everybody is so nice, wouldn't you say?
Yes. And, you know, I had to point out one thing. I had heard on one of the morning shows that the fake news guys, so every time they did a benediction or something like that, they got on the phone and they sort of like looked away and pretended like, well, we're the gods. Why should we pay attention to the real God? So it was just kind of interesting to see their spiritual attitude towards
right.
when other things came out, other than what they wanted to see.
Right.
So
that's right. Although I'm going to give a shout out to some media people here. Chuck it back again. Our technical crew turning the cameras there.
The multiple shots you can take.
That's right, from the convention. It's been kind of fun for me. I hadn't expected this, but I was walking across this big plaza, and there's like a kind of a media row there. And all of a sudden, I heard somebody shout, "Julie Hayden, Julie Hayden!" And it was my old colleague from Fox 31 News, Mark Meredith, who has made his way to the network level, and he's a great reporter. I mean, if you watch, he's been on Fox. And he's a national, right? And if you see him, I will say this, you can trust what Mark Maris said. He does a good job. Then I ran into Hendrik Sobrandy, who's here. He's been working for years for Chinese TV, which is interesting. And then this was really bizarre. I was just kind of standing here waiting to do our show. And this person with a giant federal agent badge came up and she goes, "Julie Hayden." I'm like, oh.
You're under arrest.
I don't even know her. And she said, "You interviewed me in 2008 at some crisis somewhere." So, but that's a kind of an interesting note. She's with the FCC now. And I'm like, does the FCC have a very big role here? And she said, interestingly, with all of the TV crews and the Secret Service and the radios and the digital stuff, you know, and she said, particularly there are a lot of foreign media here. So some of their, you know, like when you go to Europe and you can't use your hair blow dryer, right? I mean,
right.
I don't know the technical terms for this, but she said a lot of that can interfere with stuff. So they're here to do that. So it's kind of like, I would have never even thought of that. So I thought that was kind of.
And they're also.
Is that Julie?
Yeah.
Hey, Julie, this is Charlene.
Hey, Charlene.
Hi. Well, y'all are so happy. Everything's so happy. I just hate to be a Debbie Downer, but I just want to tell you about Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Trump asked for her endorsement in March of 23, and she did not give it until November. And conservative grassroots in Arkansas were like, "Sarah, where's the endorsement?" You know, Trump said in his Truth Social, he said, "Although I endorsed Sarah early for governor and helped her get elected, I'm still waiting on her endorsement."
She's having a makeover, so she couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, she does look quite. She looks.
Well, she may. And, you know, she. I think she was having some health issues at the time, too. Also, I'm not 100% sure of that because it never made the public airwaves. But the thing is, she did endorse Trump. However, after several polls came out in late October, which showed DeSantis at 11%, dropping below Nikki Haley. And so on November 6th, she came out and gave her full endorsement to Trump. So I think some of the same forces that were backing DeSantis were also holding Sarah back. And that's not to say she, you know, has decided to completely get on board with Trump now. But I just think, you know, he gave her a job and gave her a platform and she ran with it. And then for her to hold back for 8 long months when most of the other Republican governors had endorsed her is kind of a telling sign. Yes.
You know what? Here's what I'll say. Tell me what you think about that. In a way, though. I think we're seeing a little bit of a different Donald Trump now, right? I think we're seeing a Donald Trump.
Well, we'll find out Saturday.
We'll find out.
no, Saturday, Thursday.
Thursday. But Thursday. I think in one way, I think Donald Trump wants to win. I remember years ago, we interviewed Ted Trimpa, our Democrat strategist friend, right? And he said Republicans will win when they decide they want to win more than they want to lose, right? And I, well, but that's
Todd Watkins didn't get the memo.
No, Todd Watkins did not get the memo. But I see Donald Trump saying, I want to win. And if it's going to help me to win, to bury the hatchet.
Right. And I see Donald Trump as, you know, he's applauding and smiling for Nikki Haley, you know, and all of them, but from a distance. And, you know, he tells us the story about the snake all the time. You know, if they tell you they're a snake and they bite you, don't let them in your house. Don't pick them up. So I think after Pence, I think he has learned who the snakes are, hopefully, and not to pick them up. But he's going to, you know, he's going to be magnanimous, which is wonderful. But,
I think
you know,
too.
I'm just saying that I'm just hoping that he's wiser the second time around and that he's careful who he lets into the inner circle.
Well, I have to tell you, politics is a matter of backstabbing and everything else. Ask Caesar when he went, et tu, Brute? You too, Brutus?
Oh, boy.
And you know, so you just never
know. Y'all look so good. It must be the red background or the sunshine.
I mean, yeah, that's right. We're going to need better background. So.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jillian. Everyone needs to become delegates so we can all come here and party and stuff like that. Charlene was saying, this is Johnny from Denver, Johnny Johnson. They were saying, because she was agreeing with you. Good to hear from Charlene. Dr. Donna says, I can vouch for that, Chuck. I have a back full of holes, you know. and then from Sandra, Trump was never a politician. The rest of them were. You're right. Hopefully he's learned from his mistakes. Well, I also think Trump's a businessman, right? And if you're a businessman, you got to make deals sometimes to get the job done, to get the deal done.
No, but there's a deal. I mean, sometimes your partner will screw you. But by and large, you know, businessmen, you know, you live by your word, or some do. And there's a lot, you know, politics is its own cesspit, you know, climbing the greasy pole. I mean, Todd decided to grow, you know, climb the greasy pole. It's a wonderful lesson into human nature. That if you haven't done it, it's great to do. And you think, well, okay, it's Republicans versus Democrats. It never is. It's your own quote unquote ally.
Donald Trump, I mean, he's probably got a list, right? And so he's going to do.
Nixon.
He'll do. Well, no, I don't know about that, but I mean, I think Trump is probably wiser. And I think he understands that he's got to form these coalitions. He's got to have, you know, the Trump train has to have a lot of cars, so to speak, to get elected. And he's willing to do that to get elected. I'm really looking forward to his speech. Laura Trump spoke last night, and she did a good job too. And she said, you know, obviously I was going to give a very different speech, but can you imagine, she talked about the horror of sitting there watching on TV and seeing her father-in-law, the father of her husband, the grandfather to her children, getting shot live on TV, and then quickly grabbing the remote and switching it and moving the kids away, right? So they couldn't, you know, so they wouldn't be shocked. I mean, that was just, you know, you think about that. And again, you know, we talked about this Monday, they've been calling Trump, you know, the Braveheart of the Republican Party, right? For him to get up and do that. I think once again, we're going to wrap it up a little bit early because my phone is dying.
The technical crew is dying.
But John, before we go, I want to give you one last chance. What are any thoughts on Denied, or what you hope to hear, or just sort of final thoughts on this?
Well, like I said, from the beginning to the start, from the concert on Sunday, and I used to work as a DJ at a bar, and when the guy started playing, I know that guy's music. Until now, I can't imagine. Even though the Democrats have all the big stars and the dummies like Nicki Minaj, I can't imagine them doing a better job of inspiring anybody. But, you know, anything's possible. But I just love what's going on. The atmosphere, the people are just beautiful here. And the food is kind of, I'm a vegetarian, so it is what it is. But, you guys, if you ever get a chance to do it, you have to come down and do this. You know, save up your money, save up your pennies, because it's going to cost you. But you got to do it the next time around.
All right. No, I agree.
I was thinking of the Democratic convention that said, okay, we've got now speaking. Our next speaker will be a representative of the military industrial complex, CEO of McDonnell Douglas, you know, Bob Thompson.
And some Hamas guys.
And some Hamas guys. They'll be doing some entertainment. And we're also Wall Street. We'll bring out the Goldman Sachs trio for your entertainment. I mean, this is going to be a fun Democratic convention.
Because there won't be anybody there. They're all going to be so depressed. Guys, that's going to wrap it up for us today. The technical crew is still scheduling the Friday show. So we'll be, keep stay tuned to Twitter and Facebook for that. But otherwise, thank you to everybody. Thank you so much to Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny.
And the great guys at BBS as well. We'll see you later.